From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Them bones, them bones, them dry bones, them bones, them bones, them dry bones, them bones, them bones, them dry bones, and the elder world of the Lord.
This week, little bones at the Riverton Early Childhood Center get help staying healthy. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. Riverton Meadows Early Childhood Center has been receiving much-needed resources for its breakfast program from IGL through its charitable arm, the Ignite Foundation. When students arrive at 7:30 a.m. Mondays to Fridays, they are met with warm meals to help them learn and grow. It's an initiative that can be traced back 18 years when Principal Junior Rowe reached out to the company for help.
In 1999, I approached one Mr. Pollack, who was the manager at IGL, and we spoke to him about helping the school, not on a one-off, but on a sustained initiative. So he said, what can we do? I said, I'd like to introduce a breakfast program, because some of the children, when they come, they are so tired, they are sleeping, and so, and they call me back and say they have decided to sponsor a breakfast program, and this has been going on for 18 years.
Each year, a team from IGL visits the school during Child Month to renew its commitment in the form of a $300,000 check. This year, the donation was handed over by IGL Trade Marketing Manager, Anna K. Tucker.
IGL has always been committed to supporting its neighboring communities by fostering programs that improve the educational, social, spiritual, and economic welfare of its students. The owners, board members, and staff of IGL firmly believe that we have a responsibility to give back to the communities we operate within.
Territory Sales Manager Debbie Ann Myers says along with the annual donation, the institution is regularly powered by IGL's signature blue flame.
It's a joy to come here every May to do this. We make a cash presentation, and of course we supply the school with it's a year supply of 45 kg cylinders. So that actually helps them with their preparation of meals, breakfast and lunches. And then what we do, we use a day in May and we do the presentation. We have volunteers come over from the office and we feed them, we read to them, and it's really a good experience.
The children understand the value of a nutritious, warm meal in the mornings.
Good food made my bone healthy.
Feel the light shining in the dark of night.
The 42-year-old institution caters to children 3 to 6 years old. It is one of the many centers operated by the St. Patrick's Foundation, formed under the leadership of Monsignor Richard Albert to alleviate suffering in inner-city communities. General Manager of St. Patrick's Foundation, Sandrina Davis, is commending the IGL Ignite Foundation for its unwavering 18-year partnership, as well as the school administration for putting the resources to good use.
They continue to do a very, very good job, and we're just very proud to share in this journey, and we know that it will continue to be bigger and better with the support of Corporate Jamaica, especially IGL, who has been supporting the breakfast program for 18 years. That's just amazing, and we're super grateful. We continue to keep everything as transparent as possible and ensure that what is given is actually passed on to the students so that they can benefit.
She's encouraging other corporate partners to visit their Facebook page at St. Patrick's Foundation and identify the kind of support they can offer to the school and their other centers of help, including the St. Monica's Home for the Aged, Christ the Redeemer, and St. Margaret's Human Resource Centers. In the meantime, Riverton Basics principal, in expressing his gratitude, adds that the school needs help to become certified by the Early Childhood Commission. He says additional help from Corporate Jamaica would go a far way.
We are going up for certification. The Early Childhood Commission, we have a permit to operate, but we want to reach a stage where we become a certified school. And so we need to equip our play area. We need to pave the ground so that it will be more child-friendly for the children who attend the institution.
To find out about more ways to help Riverton Basic or the St. Patrick's Foundation, call 937-1891. And that's how we close things out this week. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.